connecting our voices. Born from the need to feel connected to voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands. Pacifica Wire, connecting our voices, lifting every voice higher, on air and online. We're tuning in together, no matter the weather. United we inspire. Pacifica Wire, from the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. We laugh and we learn, we cry and we cheer. Though miles apart, we're always near. But the same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, Pacifica Wire, lifting every voice higher. Stories told side by side, on air and online. Com.
Set me off. With you, I'm simply lost. no way I can live on this island so deep. Don't let another moment pass us by. Baby, stay by my side.
I just wanna know that you are for me.
Planet FM 104.6, bit of island breeze with Vicca there at 5 minutes to five, isn't it? Saturday afternoon. It's great to have your company, and you're here with Pacifica Wire PW Live, and our team is here, and I will get them to say hello. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I think I'm over the hump of this flu that I've had.
But it's been going around, eh?
Yeah.
It's
all good.
It's good to see you. And, sir?
Gary, I'm doing well, thank you.
Even though I've seen you just so. How are we? Like, we're having a bit of a breather, aren't we, guys?
Yeah. No guests this week.
No guests.
Except for us, we're the special guests.
Yeah.
We're the guests.
Yeah.
And we've been very blessed, haven't we, guys? We've had some wonderful people coming through the Planet FM studios over the last few weeks, and it's something different that we're doing, but... if people want to watch or listen again, how can they do that?
We are on YouTube and Spotify, pacificawire.com. Yes, please, listen to our previous podcasts. They're awesome.
No bias here, eh?
No, no.
Of course not.
And speaking of special guests, special week, Te Riti, is it? Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Te Reo Māori,
yeah. So it finished today, didn't it?
Yes.
50 years. 50 years celebration? 50 years celebration? I'm playing with, like, mics here. It's okay. Which one? This one? Off, on? Oh, black. Are you on?
That's the one.
Ah, that's the one. See, and this is why we've got no guests this week, because Sklis is fumbling with the keys. So, yes, a big week for... Aotearoa New Zealand, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, 50 years since it started.
Yeah, huge.
Huge, huge. And thinking of the Koronei Hana that just happened, the Māori Queen talking about the importance of language, of culture and tradition. So,
a common theme in our podcasts.
Oh, it is, eh? Mm. So what's the thing?
Language.
Aye.
Connecting.
Mm. Aye. I like it, connecting our voices. So, and something that I learnt, I have a tendency to say, speaking of which, as Gary had pointed out to me. So we're going to be bringing you some music. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the latest news that's been happening around the country and in the Pacific right now. Here is Cord Brown, Paulina. Planet FM, Pacifica Wire, PW Live, connecting our voices.
Baby, you're so beautiful, you drive me crazy. You know you're all that I need, so much more. Your strength and beauty, I can see in your eyes. I lose sight of my world. Baby, love, no words can hold what's truly on my mind. Just feel the beat of my heart and you know what I mean.
You know, lately, all I think about is holding you closely and never leaving your side. I'll keep you warm. Time passes by and still you're on my mind. I can't imagine living my life without you, girl. The special moment you and I can only share will always keep us together and never apart. You're my cool enough. You're so beautiful. God knows I love you.
Maila hakali ali atu. Maila hakali ali atu.
Yeah, my mind.
Planet FM 104.6 with Te Waka, Pate Pate. And Te Waka, Opataya Fuai, he was named, I think, Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pacific Music Awards earlier, I think, 2 months ago.
Mm, yes.
So that song, as soon as you hear it, it just... Do hope you are enjoying your Saturday afternoon. It's a little bit windy. You're here with Gary, Alyssa and myself. This is the team behind Pacifica Wire, PW Live, and we don't often get a chance to have a Talanoa like this, so we're very grateful that we're all here, and thank you for tuning in. Also, you can check out our website, which is...
www.pacificawire.com.
Oh, nice. See, because I don't always remember that, but yeah.
It's what we call, just what we call, what we call .com.
And there you have it. There you have it. What month are we in? September.
September.
Local body elections.
Mm.
You should now by, you should already have received an envelope, if you can hear me rustling, should have received your voter papers. Have you guys received yours? You've got yours?
Yeah.
No. So if you haven't received yours, you can go onto the website to change your address if you've recently moved, or you haven't recently moved but did not change your address.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
So what do you have to do now?
So I went online to their website and you can change your address officially. And I think you have to. You can either cast a special vote, or yeah, if they don't get back to you in time, yeah.
So there you have it. So if anyone who's panicking, oh, I haven't got my voting papers, you can still sort that out. Go online, check it out, and don't forget your vote counts. Voting closes midday 11th of October, so you've still got a bit of time. It comes with a self. What do you call them, ones?
A reply paid envelope.
So yes, it's all in there. They've also got a booklet, depending on what area you live in. They've also got a booklet with all the information of the candidates. Congratulations to all the candidates who are standing. Not easy to do. Especially in this interesting environment that we live in. So well done to every single candidate who is running for the local body elections. It's 7 minutes past five. No, it's not. It's 9 minutes past five. Also a big week of rugby league. Unfortunately, our Black Ferns.
Yeah. This morning, our Black Ferns going down to Canada, 1934, in our semi-final.
What does that now mean?
So now that means that we will play whoever loses between England and France. For third.
Mm. What was that giggle for, Gary?
Good ones to be playing against, either one of them.
Oh, true. Because they're all very strong, aren't they?
Mm. Yes.
Now, Black Ferns were the defending champions?
Yes.
And they were expected to...
Yeah, we were hoping that they would take it all the way. Well, they won six times, so this would have been the seventh.
Gutted for them, but they're still in for a placing?
Yeah, still in for a placing, so they'll be playing off for third.
Third place. Well, hey, they've done the country proud, taken it that level, so... and where are we at with the All Blacks? Are they still playing? Look at me. Lack of knowledge. Where are we at with them?
Yeah, so I think their next game will be against the Wallabies, so it's... Bledisloe is up for grabs.
Who are we expecting to win that?
We don't actually know, to be honest. The Wallabies have been playing very, very well this current rugby championship, so they just beat Argentina in Australia, so...
Oh.
Yeah, and they beat the Springboks in South Africa, so it's anyone's.
It's a game of chance.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not rugby.
Yeah, maybe not chance, but... But, like, this is what the competitors, punters, like, this is what you want. You want a close competition. And it's also brought so many Wallabies fans back, which has been good for the game of rugby. So, yeah.
Well, isn't that what they want? Hey?
Exactly.
From grassroots right up until professional competition level. Listen to me, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I really don't. What else has been happening that's been on your radar? Anything else in particular? Anything that's caught your attention that's been happening out there?
I'm trying to remember, what did we just have? I'm not American, I'm the Emmys.
Ah, yes, the Emmys. Once upon a time, that was like...
Huge.
Huge. I mean, I guess it is still huge online, and I think there were television shows that did really, really well that I have still yet to watch. No, no, I lie. I've seen The Pitt. I think The Pitt won a few awards.
Yes.
Oh, it is a medical drama. And it's done in real time. It's a bit like 24.
Yeah, okay.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, it's done in real time. So they won big. And that's about all I know.
There was once a time where it would be in prime time, the whole event screen, you know.
How times have changed.
Yeah, everything's online now. And
Even as we're talking, we're online, aren't we?
Hit subscribe.
There you go. Click live. What else has been of interest? The flu season.
Oh, yes.
Now, you talked about you're still getting over the flu. It's hit hard this year, hasn't it?
I honestly have no idea what kind of flu is going around, but daycares have been hit very hard this year.
I've noticed, and of course you've got a young son, and so it's just been constant, hasn't it, this year?
Yeah, I honestly thought that we made it through winter.
Yeah.
No sickness, and then as soon as it changed into spring, we just went down.
And the weather's still, like, you really don't know how to dress. It's still beanies, it's scarves, and...
Well, it was the equinox this morning, I think. So,
I have no idea what that is. Please explain.
That's when the day and the night are the same length. basically, the change from spring to summer. So days will be getting longer. Days get longer, you know.
Equinox.
And the nights get shorter. But at the equinox, they're the same length. Equi meaning equal and nox meaning night. And day, I suppose.
I knew I should have paid attention in science, which is why I failed it. So thank you for that. Yep. Daylight savings, though. Has that got anything to do with daylight savings?
Not really, but it's always around the same time, I guess, because it's...
Because next week, we lose a week, we lose...
Oh, I never know, I wait for the computer to update the time and then...
Well, it's getting like that too, And
I think you spring forward and leap back. Or fall back. So spring, you go forward, and winter, you take it back.
Gotcha, okay.
But you have to know that fall means winter.
Yeah.
So I never got that.
I'm just... thank you for that equinox and going back and going forth. Going forth, 96 days till Christmas. Oh, did we want to know that? Was that too soon?
Sooner than I thought.
96 days. I just put it into Google, Mr. Google, Mrs. Google. 96 days.
Jeepers.
96 days.
It means warmer weather's coming, so that's always good.
That is a good sign.
That is a plus. That is definitely a plus. Thanks for tuning into us right now. We're just having a talanoa amongst the three of us. And as we said, we've been very lucky. We've had a host of very special guests that have come through the studio over the last few weeks. So if you want to catch any of those podcasts, please, we encourage you to head on to our website, YouTube, Spotify, channels, and everything else in between, TikTok, LinkedIn.
All the socials.
Wham bam.
Except for Threads and Blue Sky and the other one.
I have no idea what the other ones are.
I don't know what the other one is.
And if you want to get in touch with us, do we want people to get in touch with us?
info@pacificawire.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Can you repeat that again?
info@pacificawire.com.
Nice. Time for a music break. Here's Angela Afiaki, music from the Kingdom of Tonga, right here on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. It's Pacific Hawaii PW Live, Planet FM 104.6. Pacifica Wire, PW Live on Planet FM 104.6. It's so nice to spend this afternoon with you. And if you are out and about, please do take care on the roads. It is a little bit wet and windy out there. Well, the sun is shining. And did I just make it up about being wet? Okay. Sorry. Did I just manifest? That's a bit naughty of me. No, the sun's shining. So if you are out and about, please enjoy, enjoy. It is 21 minutes past 5. Now, we very seldom we get a chance to do this because we've been very lucky. We've had a series of guests come in and take part, and we're doing something different here at Pasifika Wire. So we are the engine behind it, and as we said earlier, they introduced themselves, Alyssa, Gary, and myself. So we're just going to spend a bit of time giving you a bit of an insight as to why we thought this would be a good idea to create this labour of love. So, Gary, I'll start with you.
Well, I'm to support you, obviously, because you're my wife.
Thank you.
Full disclosure. Yeah, so...
It wasn't the only reason, though, was it?
Oh, well, that I would, me being Balangi, why I would create a Pasifika site, probably wouldn't have done it if I wasn't married to a Samoan.
That's a good point.
But, yeah, so, but, of course, fully supporting, and I agree with the goals of it, and, yeah.
And, yeah. Credit where credit's due. You are the engine behind who's put together the website, the music, the way everything else works, because I have no idea.
Well, and Alyssa, for the look of it now, she came along and used her big paintbrush and brought us into the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a good collaboration, I find. Yeah.
Totally. And you know, we both worked in radio.
Yes.
You on the IT side of things.
And you on the...
this side of things.
Yes.
So it's sort of kind of like, when did this idea come about?
2019, was it?
It was after COVID.
I think it was just before.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, was it?
Mm. I can't bring up the thing because I'm controlling the camera with my phone. The first, because I think we registered the company, and then we went up to the Mount Albert Pasifika thing, was it, or was this just the school's festival? That's the very first...
it was a local festival that was just here at Rocket Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we just went
it
up
was before Alyssa's wedding.
Right.
That was 2020, eh?
Yes, yeah.
Yep, so we just put up photos on a YouTube stills, you know, like a slideshow, and then got into doing the Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And then... you got taken away from the project for a while, and we decided to get back into it, but sort of step it up a bit with recording in a studio. And we sort of searched around for office spaces, or you know how to like build our own studio, which would be out of the question really for what we do. We'll use leased office spaces, and then. We had the brainwave of Planet FM and do a radio show as well because we come from radio, so we're used to that and we know the importance of radio and we'd like to support radio as well. So this is the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Get a top-notch studio, clean audio out of the desks and...
shout out Planet FM.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Recording experimentally using the Insta 360 X5.
Hudecky is what I call it.
Yeah, exactly. Which has been a bit of an interesting learning curve with it, but it's useful for what we do, just basic. Being able to reframe shots afterwards and edit them together. So it's worked out pretty well, or pretty low key and low cost, importantly.
Yeah.
So,
We have done, this has been a labour of love, and I must admit I was amazed as you were working away on the back end creating the website, and then the magic of having a graphic designer within the family, thank you,
definitely.
Lord,
yep.
Alyssa, came on the scene and offered her services, which is why it sort of freaked me out when Alyssa came with her graphic design, because it was like, we're getting serious now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We are getting serious now. So what drew you? I know, as you know, this is a family project, and you know, but what drew you to help your auntie and uncle out? You took pity on us, Alyssa.
I think, taking it back, not as long as I can remember, there was a time before radio, but since I've been in primary school, Auntie Gladys has been on the radio, or had a deep love of broadcasting and stories, and
that shows how old I am.
That's always been something that I think I've been very blessed to, myself and my siblings and my cousins. We've been blessed to grow up around studios because of you. And I think when you and Uncle shared this project with me, I think that was something that I was like, oh, that would be so cool to do with you and learn more about the broadcasting side, as well as getting to know so many of our Pacific stories, has been amazing. Like, yeah, just to be a part of it is why I am here.
And we're very lucky that you're here. And when you came up with the designs, what was the inspiration? Where did that come from? What was your process?
My process. So the first thing that I actually thought of was, so when you go to radio station, there's always that little light that's outside to tell everyone, like, the person inside is on air. And so it was that on air sign. Is it on air? It is on air,
yeah.
Right?
On air.
That I wanted to use as like the base for the logo. And so it was combining that with the idea of connecting, whether that be online or with literal radio waves. It was there, just piecing that together. So that's why we've got two boxes shaped, and the bottom of it is shaped like a pin, as well as like a speech bubble.
Yeah, speech bubble.
Yeah, so it's multiple things. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's very clever.
Oh, and
to say.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And I remember when Issa sent us the drafts and that, and I just thought, okay, we're serious now, and to match it, you know, we sort of have to bring it in terms of the quality of what we were about to embark on. And like we said earlier, we've been so lucky so far with the people that we've had on the show, but also equally the people that have agreed to be on the show, we've invited and agreed to be on the show, we've all had a connection. If you've noticed, or if you've watched our podcast, you'll notice that we have a connection with every single one of these people. We're so lucky. And that's sort of the premise, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, making those connections, yeah.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite so far? I mean, they're all fantastic, but is there anything that's stood out?
Favourite. I thought Levi's, like, it still makes me laugh, some of the stuff that he said. But I think it's also, like, having the relationship or working relationship. Like, just remembering, like, he is so freaking funny.
Oh, they are, right? Yeah. It's like Brian said, natural.
Yes.
Natural entertainers.
Be yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I loved Lisa Williams-Lahari, who kicked it off for us for our first venture into coming into the radio station, how she just talked about you just keep doing it. You do it until you decide you don't want to do it anymore. So I thought about that. What was yours, Gary?
I liked them all, obviously,
yeah,
because they took the time to come and, you know, talk to us. But no, I can't pick favourites. It's like picking your favourite child or something. they're all good.
Oh, you want to go down that road?
Yeah. No. I have to say, but the clip we took out of Mars last last week was brilliant. That's the funniest bit we've had so far, I think, when he did the Afrikaans.
That was impressive. And it was at your wedding that he did that. Yeah. And you didn't hear that because you guys were out.
Yeah, so we hadn't arrived yet. I think we were taking photos or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, hearing it posted was the first time that I ever heard his speech.
That was impressive. Now, that was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
And the fact that Mark could still
remember.
Yeah. I was, like, really impressed. I would have been equally impressed if he would have translated it, but he moved me along, which is fair enough. I was actually going to ask him if he could do one in Swahili, just to see, because, you know, I just thought he's showing off now because he can speak all these different languages. So that's the premise of where Pacifica Wire was born.
Well, PW Live, anyway.
PW Live.
Like moving into the studios, yeah. But the actual premise way behind it is, I think, just connecting our voices, which is our byline or tagline.
Totally.
Which is seeking out people who are at the coalface of the community, not necessarily famous people or like politicians and things like that, although we have spoken to them, obviously. There are many people out there who are just who do work that is often unsung or things like that, and it's good to seek those people out and find out their stories and who else is sort of in their sphere. And seek them out and connect other people. So that's kind of what we were going for.
Yeah, because everyone's got a story, eh?
Everyone.
And I just love exactly what you said. Just love the fact that we're able to hear some of their journeys and that they're willing to talk, because it's not easy, is it? It can be quite daunting. Like, I think about us, this is sort of like part of our...
Well, it's daunting for me because I'm usually not on the side of the mic. So,
Neither.
Whereas I just think this is quite natural how we're having a Talanoa and we're starting to see, I guess, social media. Well, not starting to see, but that's become the thing. Mm. Podcasts. Yeah. People are sharing their ideas and just having a general discussion about things. So
for good or bad, but yes.
For good or bad, and the beast that is social media and everything that comes with that. So for you, as a graphic designer, Alyssa, what inspires you when, you know, you go to create, I guess it's images, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a mixture of things, but yeah, images would be a big part of it. I think as Pacific, like we say all the time, we are storytellers, and part of that in our family also is we make things with our hands. And I think what I've been able to do with graphic design is just be that in the 21st century. I'm very blessed that we have people in our family who have always made things with their hands, and so now I make things digitally. So,
AI, is that our friend or foe?
I actually don't know. Like, when I was studying coding and stuff, we were told, like, oh, don't worry about it. It's like a 3-year-old or a toddler. Like, the machine hasn't been taught a lot. And that was only, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. And now it's like, it's definitely not a toddler.
Leaped ahead and leaps and bounds. Mm. Friend or foe, it's a tool, I think. But it's kind of like a nuclear bomb sort of tool. So, I think people are just going to have to learn how to live with it and use it. Mm. It's like a genie. It's not going back in the bottle, so, you know, may as well use it, I guess.
Well, people who are wanting to create their own content and don't have the big budgets like the big organisations.
Like us.
Yeah. Like us. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. They can now.
Like our theme song that was sung, you know. I wrote the lyrics and then put it into that, and then it just produces something reasonably good that, I'm happy with anyway.
And it was because we had DJ Al Goody in, and we were playing it for him before we went to air, and he was like, Quincy Jones is turning in his grave. And I thought, I guess that's the...
Yeah, but I don't think AI music's going to replace musicians as
artists.
Such. Yeah. Well, I say that, but then in 6 months, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. You'll be able to choose the musical, you know, because I'm not a musical person, so, you know, whatever AI produces is very formulaic in a way. You can alter the style somewhat, but musically, well, a musician would say it's got no soul, and I would agree, yeah.
Nick Minnett, and the Grammy goes to...
Yeah.
From the AI studio.
Music bot 1542.
No, we can't, you know, can't bring that into fruition, even though I suppose some people do. Why do you think, so if I can ask you, why do you think podcasts work? What is it?
I think it's people wanting more stories at the heart of it. And I think for a long time they've been, for good or for bad, there have been communities that feel like they haven't had their story told in the way that they want to, and so I think podcasts give people that opportunity. Yeah.
And as we've seen, you know, we had Mutter in last week and we were having a chuckle. He just was able to set up his gear, went live.
Just a phone.
Just a phone.
Just a phone.
We've all got one.
Yeah, we have, and now it's, and here we are. So are there any topics that are just a little bit too risque, or do you think people are just willing to talk about everything and anything?
I feel like it's anything and everything. Like, there's always, I think there's always people who obviously they have different opinions, but I think more and more we're finding that people are not afraid to talk about these things that some people would deem hard or taboo.
I don't want to really get into it, but I mean, it's sort of hard not to ignore it. The tragic event where a public figure in the United States was shot at a rally. And while I don't want to talk about that in particular, I've seen the fallout where people have expressed their opinions, expressed a lot about the individuals passing, losing their jobs, being fired, being quit, you know, being cancelled, whatever that is. Do we have that culture here in New Zealand? Aotearoa?
Not to that extent, I think.
Yeah.
Is it going to get to that, you think?
I honestly have no idea, to be honest.
I don't think we've got as much skin in the game in that particular sphere of American politics. So I think we can still have a laugh about it or whatever, but because it doesn't really directly impact us. But if New Zealand politics became like that, then yes, I think it could get to that. Any society could. And that, as they have done in the past.
I mean, we've just had the elections in Samoa take place, and there's a new government that's been sworn in and a new prime minister. Congratulations to the new government, and we wish them all the best. Just looking at all the comments, you know, before, and everyone's calling for peace and unity, but there's just one or two just can't help themselves. And I guess, you know, like you said, everyone's got a voice and everyone's got something to say, but the consequences, are there consequences?
Well, yes, I mean, you're free to say anything you want, but, yeah, the consequences shouldn't be death.
No.
That's what we want to avoid.
Yeah. I think we can agree on that, but someone will take to social media and go, bah, 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 bah. You said this, but I've interpreted it as you've said that.
Yeah, so, well,
So your like, as we're, the three of us are sitting here, and we've sort of made this our planning session, haven't we, guys?
Yes, yeah. In between songs.
Yeah. Welcome to the Peter Pasifika Wire planning session.
I hope the mics went on.
Dun, dun, dun. So what can our listeners, our audience, what can they expect from us, let's say, in the next few months? So what's your hope for us?
I'd say more stories, more connections with people. Maybe we'll trial a bit more things on socials. But, yeah, I think continuing up the journey that we've started.
Yeah. And we're encouraging more people to join us on this journey, aren't we?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And also maybe expanding interviews, going back in time to do Zoom interviews, and then we'll publish those as podcasts, but also we'll play them here on air.
And we have to say a big thank you to Auckland Access Community Radio, Planet FM, for the opportunity that they gave us to be part of the team here. And wonderful. I've just enjoyed listening to the different shows. Admittedly, I don't always understand some of the language, but there was a Turkish program on, and the music, it was just so cool to hear. And I think that's just one of the highlights here as Access Community Radio, just hearing the different diverse communities that we have right here. Love it. Reminder, how can people contact us, or how can people hear us, Gaz?
Well, the website www.pasifikawire.com is the primary place to go, because it links to everything. But we've got the YouTube channel. Just search Pasifika Wire on YouTube and Spotify, and any other social media platform. If we're on it, you'll probably find us.
We'll be there. So what are you looking forward to as we're, 96 days heading into Christmas? What are you looking forward to, and what are some things that are happening on the Pasifika calendar that you're aware of that is something that we could potentially share knowledge, share stories about?
That is a very good question.
Did I just put you in it? Sorry, dear.
I'm actually not too sure what's coming up in our...
There's a lot happening. I think we've still got the language weeks. We've still got Tuvalu. We just finished Fiji. Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Tokelau.
Tokelau, yeah.
Right.
And I want to say another one. I just can't quite remember. But we've still got our language celebrations. There's a few festivals that are happening across the country. I think the Bay of Plenty.
Right.
And the Melanesian Festival. It usually happens in November. I think that's also out west. Yeah. So still good times to be had. There's still lots of exciting things that are going on. And on the sporting front, it's the, what is it? I'm going into something else now, the World Athletics.
Oh.
I think New Zealand won 2 gold. In the high jump and steeplechase.
Nice.
And how do I know this? Because I was scrolling through my phone.
I wonder how the Scrabble went.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yes, with Marama, must catch up.
Mm.
So, yes, it's lots of different things. Well, guys, we've, would you believe it? We've almost come to the end of our show.
Oh, no.
As I have with our guests that we've had on, Issa, your last word.
Last word. I think as we're still technically kind of in flu season, if everyone can just take care of themselves.
Sneeze into your, remember all your COVID training.
Yeah.
Apply that in the flu season shouldn't be as bad.
Yeah, as well.
Mm.
Nicely done. Mm. Gary, what's your last word?
I don't know. Have fun, everyone. Be kind to each other. Don't take things too personally.
Are you saying that to me as your wife? Or
he said that and then looked at me.
Oh, did I? Oh. I was just generally looking out there.
And there you have it. This is the team behind Pacifica Wire, PW Live. Gary, Alyssa, it has been fun. Let's do this again. And we look forward to bringing you more of our voices, connecting our voices right here on Planet FM 104.6. And we will go out to the music of the Jets, a.k.a. the Wolfram Family, and one of their big hits from the 80s, Crush on You. Take care, everyone. Till next week.
.com.